This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show on the Odyssey app. Our podcast will be up there after the show today. Welcome to a Wednesday. Currently 26 degrees. Some people got snow yesterday. Some did not, but a lot of people did. And I think if you're south, you probably got a lot of roads were closed yesterday.
Also east.
Yeah, east too, yeah. Right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't know who's getting it this morning, but they say there's some snow out there, but we don't have any here at
the
tech center.
Well, I know at the tunnel it's a nightmare. That's for sure. All right. Still going on.
First, let's play this audio of Hilaria with Alec Baldwin. That's his wife. They're at some red carpet, and it was circulating yesterday what a real pain in the butt she is.
Well, I guess TLC, even before they started filming that reality show, so it's Alec Baldwin and whatever her name is, and
Hilaria.
All their kids. They do a reality show, and they told her that it tested, well, when they were just shooting the pilot, it tested bad, her faking accent. So they told her she had to get rid of it or else they were going to drop the show. So she dropped it.
You clearly don't hear it in this. So she has dropped it. But the real reason it was going viral yesterday is how rude, how mean, how she tells her husband to shut up. Let me do all the talking. Here it is.
The Hilaria Show.
No. I think we're going to see, you know, we're going to see how it feels to have it be out there.
It's going to be great. You're a winner.
Oh my God, when I'm talking, you're not talking.
Sorry.
No, when I'm talking, you're not talking. This is why, yes, we'll have to like just cut him out of the show.
Wow.
Sounds normal to me.
You realize there, sweetheart, the only reason why you're relevant is because you married him.
Exactly.
That's pretty much how every marriage goes, in my opinion.
No, I mean, the reason why she's relevant and has a TV show is because the word Baldwin. You know? Yeah.
No, I get what you're saying. I'm just saying the audio itself. It just reminds me of being home.
Oh, boy.
The Hilaria Show.
No. I think we're going to see, you know, we're going to see how it feels to have it be out there.
It's going to be great. You're a winner.
Oh, my God. When I'm talking, you're not talking.
Sorry.
No, when I'm talking, you're not talking. This is why, yes, we'll have to, like, just cut him out.
He said, I'm sorry.
The best part of the video.
He's, like, beating down that poor guy, right? I mean, yeah. He actually had to say, I'm sorry.
The best part of the video is his face.
Oh.
His expression is unbelievable because he's like, just get your corner and shut the hell up. And he's got this look like, somebody help me. I'm miserable.
He's mad. He's defeated. It's just, it's really sad.
Oh my God.
It's awful.
That is awful.
Oh, it was circulating yesterday.
Yeah, it went viral yesterday. It sure did.
Yeah, she does not
Nobody
come off looking good.
Nobody likes her.
No.
At all, and that did not right. help.
Who do we like the least, Meghan Markle or Hilaria?
Gosh, that's a pretty good tie. Yeah, well, at least we don't have to see Meghan really with Harry. I mean,
yeah.
Harry, well, at least the two episodes I showed, he only pops in like for 2 seconds.
Yeah, he's not. No,
yeah, because remember, he's in the attic and he's bound up with chains and a ball
gag. Right.
She won't let him out.
No, he's not allowed on camera.
Right.
All right, let's get to the astronauts. They came home yesterday.
Yeah, they did.
Yep, I've got the audio.
And we're going to stand by for splashdown. located in the Gulf of America, off the coast of Tallahassee, Florida.
And splashdown, Crew 9 back on Earth. Dragon Freedom has returned home with NASA astronauts Nick Hague, Sonny Williams, Butch Wilmore, and Roscosmos cosmonaut Alexander Gorbunov. They're back on Earth after approximately 17 hours of a return journey from space.
Elon had to go get him.
Question. Well, I don't know. There's some conspiracy going on about that, too.
What do you mean? It's SpaceX?
No, I know, but okay. they're saying... No, it's a whole... Don't even read about it. It's so annoying.
Oh, I won't. I'm just saying that they were rescued, so that's
No, that's
cool.
What they're saying not to use, because...
Why?
Because apparently it wasn't a rescue, because there was another way to get home. I swear to God.
What?
It's a whole thing.
Well, they would have come home if there was another way to get home.
Listen, I know that. It's just a whole
well,
thing.
Well, I'll just... Give it what it is. SpaceX went and got them. That's it. Bottom just, line. And they splashed down yesterday with the dolphins.
But here's the thing. Did any of you guys watch it?
I did.
No?
Bits and pieces. Did you?
Oh, my God. What was the most frustrating part for you?
Well, when it re-entered, and then the I was waiting on those parachutes to deploy. And then once they did, I thought everything went pretty smoothly.
No, it didn't.
What was it?
They couldn't get the capsule in the nest.
Oh,
my God. Yeah. I was thinking to myself, Elon is freaking out. So the crane operator, you guys, it's finally time to bring the capsule onto the boat, right? And so they bring they haul it up, and there's a thing called the nest. And they have to bring the capsule into the nest and set it perfectly. And the crane operator... And I don't know if it was the crane operator or the guy that was directing him, but one of them couldn't get it right, and then they'd have to pick it back. Now, there's people in there that have been gone for 9 months, and they have to pick it back up, and then they have to move it to the right, and then they have to set it back down, and then the guy would be like, no, and then you'd have to pick it back up. And I'm thinking in my head, if I'm Elon, you have sent these people to space, you can deploy parachutes and slow down something that's going 27,000 miles per hour,
right?
But the crane operator can't put it in the nest. I'm freaking out for Elon. Yeah.
Time to fire that guy, right?
No kidding.
You know, I stopped watching before that.
Oh,
that's
okay.
Why I didn't see that.
Oh my God.
Once the boat got there, I stopped watching
it. It was maddening.
Yeah.
It was absolutely maddening. And if I'm an astronaut and I'm like, because you can feel it, right? You can feel yourself
getting
going
up,
back
you're going
up,
down, you're
then
going...
you're going to the right. And then you're, yeah. Down. You're like, are you? You can't get this.
You feel like you're on a claw machine.
Yes. right. Oh, it was awful. It was absolutely awful.
But it was pretty amazing to watch this thing come back. And just thinking about how, you know, this thing went all the way out there. They were in space for 9 months, and somebody had to go rescue them and to bring them back to Earth. And this thing, it was pretty amazing.
It was amazing.
I thought it was.
Just the technology.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what I can't get over. It's like, I was thinking about this. And we have to also, you know, realize, because we brought a cosmonaut home, like all these countries have this, but the technology from space to sea.
It's
that's what I'm saying in my head. You know?
I do too.
Yeah.
I'm looking at this thinking, and no matter who's involved, I don't care who you hate, who we politically, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter to me. Just the technology, as Jamie said, to be going up there and to get this spaceship, to lock in with this spaceship, to rescue these people, get them back in there, get them back here safely. They came out, and when they got on those stretchers, they're waving at everybody. You could even tell by watching them that the feel of gravity again was just like overwhelming to them.
So here's the funniest thing. Carson put up yesterday, what's the first thing you do when you have been on this earth? Now that's just weird to say, right? You haven't been on this earth for 9 months. But you really haven't. You haven't been on here for 9 months. What's the first thing you do? I cannot believe how many people said quit.
Seriously,
yes, quit, because they made no money up there.
No.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, I'm going to go to this right now, because we've talked about this in the past, but let me reiterate this to you. Do you have any idea? Let me ask you the question and then you answer it for me. How much money per day did they receive, will they receive compensation for being stuck in space for 9 months? Oh.
I forgot what the number was.
It's like $9.
Yeah, it's really low.
Yeah,
$4.
$4.
What?
For the extra 9 months, these two guys, or this woman and this guy, they make anywhere between $125,000 and $150,000 is their salary. That's their salary all the way around, right?
And they're astronauts.
To be stranded up there, that's unbelievable, isn't it?
It is.
I mean, when you think about it, these people should be making $400,000 or $500,000 each.
And that's why I said to my kid, I go, hey, when I found that out, I go, are you sure you want to be an astrophysicist? Because those astronauts, he's like, yeah, they do it for the glory. Yeah. They don't make any money.
I saw these numbers, Jamie, and I was just absolutely stunned by it.
I know, it's crazy.
$125,000? Now, I know it sounds like a lot to some people, but these are astronauts.
Yeah.
Yeah, they got like $1,100 total for like the whole thing.
And they're like brilliant.
Right.
Yeah. They got $972.
That's it?
Yes.
Wow.
For the additional 9 months, they will be bonused $972 each.
And that's before taxes.
I'm so mad.
I'd sue. I think I'd
well,
sue.
Yeah, I lost my bone density
for
$900.
And there, that's another thing, Jamie. There's another. Oh, here it is. 9 months in space, the body damage it does. Okay. Gaunt face, chicken legs, and baby feet.
Ooh, what? Legs. Where are baby feet?
That sounds
yeah,
like
baby feet.
That sounds like I'm going to Hooters today. Doesn't it?
Yeah.
Chicken legs and baby feet. Yeah, something about fluid moving from one part of the body to the other. Vision loss. Probably they're going to have some vision problems. Increased risk of cancer.
Wow.
And cognitive decline.
$900 worth of it.
$900.
And I guess you lose 1% of bone density for every month you're up there. And so they lost 9% of bone density.
I feel like that's a lot of bone
that
density.
That is a lot.
They came back and their bodies are jello.
Okay, so biggest question of all. Okay, so all that's very serious, but we really need to hit the big, like, I know this is going to be political, what? And I know people are going to be mad, but I'm going to go ahead and go there.
Okay.
Okay? So I know we have a lot of Democrats listening, a lot of Republicans listening, a lot of independent people, but I'm going to go ahead and take this risk. All right? I'm going to put my neck out there.
Yeah.
Did they do it?
100%. I think they did.
Yeah, you'd have to.
They had to have. I mean, you're going crazy up there.
You're so bored.
Yeah, like what else is there to do?
And then you want to play checkers again?
They're pretty much a match. I mean, neither one are a looker. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
it's about the same level of attractiveness between them.
And how long are you going to sit there and wait for somebody prettier to show up? Ain't
right.
coming. Nobody's coming, right? Yeah.
So the answer is yes,
we're
okay.
It's going to be a consensus of that. And that's Democrat and Republican that feel that way.
BJ and Jamie.
See this? Somebody won $1 million for the Powerball on Monday, right here in Colorado.
Oh, they did? I didn't know that.
Guess how they did it?
How?
Jack Pocket.
Really?
Yeah.
Paid out?
I swear.
Wow.
I swear. One person won $1 million Monday night's Powerball drawing in Colorado. That was down in Pueblo. But they're saying that the winner in Pueblo, it was affiliated with the Jack Pocket Courier, which means they ordered it on an app and they won.
Well, yeah, Carson used
That's
to endorse
awesome.
It.
Yeah, you endorsed it. I use it.
I still use it right now.
I use it all the time. Yeah. But yeah, they won $1 million.
Good for them.
Man, I wish I could win. I can't win crap.
Well,
I'm so jinxed when it comes to these lotteries.
I
swear, Jamie, I can't win anything.
None of us can. I mean, you know, I mean, most of the population of the United States of America does not win, so don't beat yourself up.
But I bought, if you remember back at Christmas, I bought 4 $50 tickets, scratch offs. We didn't win.
No, we didn't.
I almost said a bad word there.
Yeah, we did.
I'm so sorry.
We didn't.
We didn't win crap.
No.
All right, if you want to win money millions, let me just mention this real quick here, Jamie.
Yeah.
If you want to be a winner. What? You're looking at me like...
Well, I just was thinking, like, if I'm Mighty Millions, I'm like, the timing of you and
well, somebody's got to win. Somebody's got to win.
I'm just saying.
They got a VIP deadline coming up on Friday. Go get your tickets if you want to win.
Actually, right. I have one on this one.
You already bought your tickets?
No. I meant I won. Remember?
Oh, you've won.
Remember?
Oh.
Because what's cool is they have like 8 billion prizes.
Yeah.
Remember I won those wireless speakers? And what else I won?
You won Bluetooth speakers before they became a thing.
Yeah, I did.
You really did?
Because it was a cool thing. So they have all this list of smaller prizes, and you're still in the prize, even because I was worried that when I won all that stuff, I was like, wait, but am I in the prize for the house and the trips and everything? But you're still in that. It's just like little like... Here's a little trinket for you to keep in it.
For a guy like me that loves to gamble,
yeah,
to win a $2.4 million home in Black Hawk,
yeah,
to move up there, and then they give
Isn't
me cash.
Isn't it Winter Park?
Winter Park.
Yeah. I mean, it's close to there. Just what I'm saying, up in the mountains. All right.
Yeah.
And then to give me cash on top of that I'm supposed to pay taxes, although I've run over to Black Hawk and gamble.
I was wondering that. Do people actually pay the taxes?
I'd bank it, wouldn't you?
I know.
I'd think what payment was due at the time for taxes, but then the rest of it I'd bank and just say, I'll catch you later, folks.
Yeah, I put it into some crypto, you know.
Yeah, I'm not sure this is a great endorsement we're doing right now.
Don't send this one to him.
I'll keep that one in the bag.
Honestly,
being honest about it.
It is. So what you do is you go to MightyMillionsRaffle.com. Again, it's MightyMillionsRaffle.com. And you can see all the list of prizes like he's talking about. This house is amazing. I love that they're doing a mountain retreat this year.
Yeah, it's cool.
That is cool, right? It's so fun. I love Winter Park, too. I go tubing there.
$2.4 million?
Ooh,
holy moly.
Yeah, and then they have like the trips that we're talking about, and then the Ford, the Bronco. What else? There was an Audi, wasn't there? An Audi or a BMW?
Yeah, it's part of the early bird draw.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, there's a ton of prizes.
There is.
Go to their website. Go to MightyMillionsRaffle.com. If you go to their website, you can buy the tickets there. But if you want to be a part of that VIP drawing, the deadline is Friday night. You got to get there. You got to get there and get your tickets if you want to be a part of it. BJ and Jamie Morning Show. We'll get to Tabloid Trash coming up next here on the program. Currently, 28 degrees. A little chilly.
And now, Jamie talks about everything. Fun Hollywood news and gossip.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
I think you miss your wife.
Why?
Because you are grumpy.
What did I do? Huh. What did I say? Huh. Did I say something wrong? What did I say?
Oh,
I know what I said.
Just not a very
I said that in jealousy because I just said that I'd never win when it comes to the lottery, okay? Mm-hmm. That I buy scratch-off tickets, I'll buy regular tickets, I can't get two numbers right. It's frustrating.
So I just said to BJ, I go, oh, I'm so excited, I just went to MightyMillionsRaffle.com. By the way, you just put Mighty Millions and then it pops up. It's so amazing. I love Google.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. So I just went to MightyMillionsRaffle.com and I bought tickets, right? And I just told BJ, you know, I was like, I'm going to win. I feel it. And he goes, I'd be really mad if you won.
You know, I want to apologize to you, okay? Because that was really mean of me.
It was.
I shouldn't have said that.
No.
I shouldn't have said that.
No,
you're exactly right, Jamie. I don't know why, but off the cuff, sometimes I just blurt things out like I've got Tourette's.
Who says that to somebody that they supposedly are their friend?
I mean, you shouldn't say it. Now, I thought it. There's no doubt about that. But I shouldn't blurt like that.
No.
Because that really is rude,
crude.
I did think it, though. I was thinking it all the way.
Well, I just figured because I know I'll forget, you know, the deadline for getting in for the early birds.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay, I'll do it now. And so I was, you know, I'm like, I feel good about this. And he's like,
I've apologized.
Did you?
Yeah, I said, I'm sorry.
Oh.
I shouldn't have said it out loud.
That's what you said.
Yeah.
I shouldn't have said that. I don't think I heard the words, I'm sorry.
Well, I shouldn't have said it.
Because, you know, I don't accept the word I apologize.
I know you don't.
Isn't that funny?
Yeah.
So I feel like when people say I apologize, that means they're not sorry at all. They just throw out that word.
Jamie likes for you to get on your knees and grovel.
By golly. And kiss my feet while you're at it.
Yes.
Yeah. If you wronged me, you will pay.
And buy me lunch.
All of it.
It's the only way you make up.
All right, let's hear. Oh, I wanted to mention this because my girlfriends were talking about this last night, and so I wanted to mention it to you guys if you're looking for something to watch. I guess on Hulu, they have Anora running for free. Anora, by the way, won 5 Academy Awards, Critics' Choice Award. It won the Cannes Film... the Cannes Film Festival Award. And it's called Anora. And they're all saying, at least on my friend group, that it's really good. Mm. So I'm just going to give that suggestion.
Something I wanted to mention real quick here, because you're talking about streaming. I didn't realize, and maybe you guys said it yesterday. You know me, I don't pay attention sometimes. But I didn't realize that the Happy Gilmore 2 is only on streaming.
Yeah.
It's Netflix. Not going to theaters. I didn't know that.
Yep.
I just saw
like
it today.
A 3-minute conversation about it.
I know. I said that up front, did I not?
Yeah.
No, I can't believe I didn't hear that yesterday when we played the audio.
But here's why he's laughing. Because literally in the studio off the air, yeah. we had a whole conversation about
it. Well, I was busy. I got stuff to do over here.
I was
here.
Like 2 feet away from you. Like well, right next to you.
I'm just telling you. I didn't know.
No, that's why we're laughing because okay. we're like, is he kidding right now?
Whatever. I just brought it up. Yeah.
See, I've accepted the fact that you're like this.
So exactly. Yeah. Carson knows that I have duties over here today.
No, he
doesn't. I don't pay attention.
No, you know what Carson is now? He's just become Lisa, like whatever.
That's why I love Carson. That's why I think Spadil's a schmuck.
Anyway, yeah. So Happy Gilmore 2 is on Netflix. Will be on Netflix.
Paige
right?
is in it too.
Who?
Yeah.
Is she the golfer?
She's the golfer influencer.
Paige is in it.
Yeah. Is she blonde?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've seen her. Yeah. She's a great golfer.
She is.
She is really good.
Oh, what a stroke.
Yeah.
She is.
Yeah.
You know,
she's a good golfer.
She is actually a really good golfer.
Yeah, she is
so, you know how that Netflix director or whatever ripped off? I mean, he was a director doing a project for Netflix, and he ripped him off for $11 million. Mm-hmm. I was thinking about writing a treatment for Netflix about you and living with your father-in-law.
Yeah. Me and Gus.
You and
Grandpa Gus.
Yeah, it's called BJ and Gus.
Yeah. Gus went and got a new windshield yesterday.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, he's not happy about it.
He's not.
Why?
About $400 for a windshield.
Why didn't he have the people come to his house? I see that commercial all the time.
Yeah, because it takes a special type because of the type of truck
is.
And they don't have it in stock, but... I made the mistake of bringing up, you don't have insurance that covers this? Boy.
Yeah,
it got ugly.
You'd think he would because he's on the road all the time.
Yeah,
you would think so, wouldn't you? I thought it was a legit question.
I have it because I live next to a golf course.
I heard about deductibles. I heard about.
Yeah.
Oh, you know how your premium goes up. A lot of stuff.
Anyway, it's called BJ and Gus Doolittleton. And
that's, oh my God.
It's the name of my treatment. And so it's about how you guys sit in your recliners and wait for the figure skaters to go backwards.
Oh, here it is.
Oh, I hope it flips. I hope that skirt flips. Oh, yes, it flipped. Woo!
Do you have a camera in our house? What the hell? How do you know this?
Gus gave us a lot. We got a live stream.
I've told you this before. Grandpa Gus loves women's tennis.
And we know why.
Every day it's on at the house.
Yeah, he sure does. Hey, turn him on to the backward figure skaters. Because once they go back at that little flip of the skirt, you're all full ass right there.
I'll check it out.
Anyway, I think it's going to be a hit.
Yeah.
Do you guys like it?
I love it. I think it's a smash.
I'm game. If I can make some money on it, I'm in.
Yep. Okay. All right. We'll see how this goes. I'll pitch it to him. I think just the name alone wins, right?
We'll bring it back to the OG reality TV.
Exactly. Yeah. Like when, Sharon, when they did it, right?
The Osbournes, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I'm thinking it'll work. All right. What did I want to tell you? I just told you about that guy. He ripped off Netflix for $11 million. He had a deal with them, and he ended up spending it on a Rolls Royce, a Ferrari, and cryptocurrency. And now he got arrested yesterday. So that'll change your life, won't it?
Yeah. Part of it feels like Netflix problem there because, I don't know, I don't know how you hand over that kind of money and not have some credentials that show that it's legit,
Well, he is a legit director.
But you would want to see a movie. When you come back for another $11 million, I think I'd want to see a piece of the project.
Like the financials.
Well, because keep in mind, they already gave him $44 million.
That's what I mean.
And then he said he didn't finish it yet. It was called White Horse. And he's like, you guys, like, I can't finish this.
I would think you would have somebody from Netflix on site.
You mean like an accountant?
Well, on site when they're shooting, whatever it is.
He directed the film 47 Ronin, which I've not heard of. But anyway, the money's gone now. So there it is.
Way to go.
Kanye West. Did you guys see how he went ballistic yesterday?
Yeah,
he's so weird.
A whole tirade.
I'm over him.
I am too.
Some of the stuff he posts is disgusting.
Kanye West took to his aim at his ex, Kim Kardashian. It didn't go well. I think he thought when he tweeted this about her that everybody was going to gang up on her. He basically tweeted, "So Kim got the name and likeness over my black children," he said. And then he went on and on about her. I guess she got custody and all this stuff. And people didn't go after Kim. Instead, they said, he said a white woman got custody of my kids and all this stuff. And all these people are like, A, she's Armenian, right?
Yeah.
B, you're the one that married a white woman and had children.
He just rambles. He just rambles about anything he can try to, yeah. I think he just tries to get noticed. That's the only thing I can figure out.
He said, so a white woman has control over the name and likeness of my black children and then speaks to Cardi about putting my daughter on a song with him. The Bound to performer added, quote, these blank celebrities be trying to play with me in my face. And then everybody went after Kanye. They didn't go after Kim. And then they said, Kanye, when you post the swastika up on your website and when you have your girlfriend or your wife scantily clad with no clothes on, a family court judge is going to be like, yeah, I don't think that's a good place for the kid.
Without a doubt.
Right? Yeah, they're gonna go ahead and say, I think Kim's a more stable one.
He's really just hard to figure out.
He is.
I mean, there are times that he seems like that he's like found God or whatever, and then he comes off just so vile.
He has four kids. Daughters North, who is 11, Chicago 7, son Saint 9, and is it Psalm?
Yeah, Psalm.
Who's only 5. I felt like all the kids were much older now. Man, that dad's going to jack them up.
Oh.
I mean, when you see that your stepmom doesn't have any clothes on, that'll ruin a boy. Yeah. Or make his day, I'm not sure.
I don't know how much better off they are, though, being in the Kardashian house either.
Well, I think Kim's a good mom. I think she adores her kids. But her ass is just so big.
Yeah. That's what I mean. Yeah.
I don't even know. All right, let's see here. It says the majority of Americans do not want to know their favorite celebrities' political views at all. It says celebrities are a way to escape, blah, blah, blah. And they don't want to know anything about their political affiliation. So they're saying basically why they did the study is like when you go and speak out for this guy or this guy and you're a big time celebrity, it hurts you because 50% of the people don't agree with you. Right. And, you know, so that's what they're saying. The other story, French Bulldog is the most popular dog around.
No
for
kidding.
For the third, not furred, third fur. Year, the third year the in a row.
A French Bulldog?
Yeah.
Wasn't that what was stolen at that pet store?
It was.
Yeah. Yep.
Did the other one ever come back?
Nope.
Aww.
No update anyway.
Yeah.
Nope.
Anyway, yeah, so it's the most popular breed.
Did you see the $6 million dog?
No.
Yeah, a dog sold yesterday for $6 million. It was a breed that's half wolf and half Caucasian husky or something like that, right?
But it's crazy.
$6 million.
Wait, what is it? Half wolf and husky? What?
It's from the island of Caucasus or something like that.
Did you say the island of Caucasian before that?
It said Caucasian. Yeah,
Caucasian?
It says Caucasian.
Caucasian Shepherd.
Yeah, Caucasian Shepherd. Yep. Yeah, that's exactly what it is. $6 million for this dog. $6 million. A breeder bought it so that he could breed it, obviously,
it
and make some money.
It looks more like a wolf than anything.
It's a cool-looking dog. Yeah. That's a good-looking dog.
That's expensive.
Yeah, it is. World's most expensive, Jamie. Yeah.
Wow.
That's the headline. World's most
Who
expensive.
Loans you money for that? Like, can I go to Wells Fargo and say, like, dude, I need to take out a loan for a dog?
I tell you, to get paid back for that dog, you got to get that dog doing some humping, man. Quick.
This says that dog's already 150 pounds at 8 months old.
I'm saying he's got to start humping fast. You get that dog to your house. And don't you have to get another mate, though, that's pure blood just like him?
Well, yeah.
You would think
you
so.
Have to
that's
get a
that's
dog.
How it works.
So he's got to get a dog that's big enough to handle the babies too.
No, I'm talking about pure breed.
Yes, of course. Yeah. That's how it works.
Pure breed.
That's how purebreds work.
No, you're missing my point.
No, you are. Yes, each one of them has to. The female has to be a purebred, and the male has to be a purebred.
My point is, he's got to buy another $6 million dog.
Or find a friend.
Yeah. So he's on the hook for a woman.
I mean, it's not going to hook up with a beagle and sell for $6 million.
No, that was my point.
Well, you asked me like we are stupid. Yes, of course, that's it. You're like, doesn't it have to hook up with another purebred?
I'm saying he only bought one dog. Doesn't he have to go buy another dog for $6 million?
Do you want me to answer no?
No. I'm just saying that how are you going to have babies?
You find a friend like my dad did with our Basset Hound. So we had a basset hound. My dad was like, hey, anybody got a male basset hound that's full bred? Because we want to sell some puppies.
Yeah, I don't know if you're going to find one that easy for this dog. My dog is a half wolf. Wolf.
You got him humping. And you don't know if it has to hook up with another purebred. I'm exhausted. There you go, tableau trash.
Sometimes you guys just don't get me.
No, you don't. We don't.
You really don't.
No, we don't.
You don't understand.
No, at all.
Yeah, I wish you did. All right, it's the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. It's going to be windy today. Very windy. Going to feel cold, too. It's 26 degrees right now.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. If you're going to be a part of an office pool when it comes to the NCAA tournament, you got to get your bracket in by tomorrow morning at 10 a.m.
Oh, is that when it all goes
10.
Down?
Okay. They tip off at 10. Brackets are in. Jamie's got us in a pool around here.
Yeah.
I do.
I'm going to win this sucker. I know it.
And I got the Spartans to win.
You do?
I do.
I don't remember. Oh, I have the Florida Gators, I think
Gators?
It is.
I took University of Houston.
You have Houston.
Yeah.
Schmidl, are you in?
Yeah, I'm in.
Who you got?
I got Tennessee winning.
Ooh. Winning it all.
Yeah, winning it all.
Wow. You're not going to win, then. You're not going to win money.
I thought you were.
You're screwed, pal.
Are you a Tennessee fan?
You never won a championship.
I'm surprised you didn't pick Tennessee, too.
Nah, well, I know.
I watched them play that game against Auburn on Saturday.
Yeah,
they looked good, man.
But you didn't watch the next game where they got the crap beat out of them.
No, I didn't. All right, well, there you go.
But don't forget, like, the most exciting part about all of this, in my opinion, is that CSU is in it.
Yeah.
They play Friday, by the way. Okay. They're playing Memphis.
Yeah, so that's a big deal. I'm pretty excited that we have a hometown team here.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And then we have some games, then we found out, that are going to be played downtown.
Yeah, Thursday and Saturday. Mm-hmm.
Got it.
We know Michigan's in town.
Yep.
Michigan. They're here, and a lot of teams. A lot of people
BYU,
flying
BCU.
In, they say. Yeah.
Yep.
Going to fill up that arena. All right, it's the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Did you see this? Stouffer's. My lasagna is being recalled.
No! That's the most popular lasagna on the planet.
It's so good.
It's the staple in my life.
The family portion?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's the one being recalled.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I got the audio. I had to search for this, man. It's coming up next. My lasagna is being recalled. I'm panicking this morning.
I bet.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.